You're not peeking, are you? Almost. Okay, baby. Take a look. Ta-da! What do you think? Yeah, it's a picnic. A real one. On the real grass, with the real trees and the real sky. Unless, of course, this is all just a big computer simulation, like in that one movie, in which case none of this is real, not even the clothes we're wearing. Wait, would that count as public nudity? No, because we're not in public if this is a simulation. Oh, silly me. Always the worrier. Sit. I'm so excited. And nervous and anxious, and those are a kind of excited, I think. Just a bad kind. But I'm also filled with the good kind. Oh, and love. Filled with love to the very tippy top. Just the brim with it. Because I'm with you. My love. My handsome, amazing soulmate. Man of my dreams. Or my simulations, I guess. No. Not a simulation. Life is definitely real. Stop thinking that, brain. I guess it just feels so good with you. I'm so right. And no matter what else is happening, no matter how bad anything else could get, just having you here with me feels too good to be true. But it is. It definitely is. Oh, food. I brought food. I mean, you can't have a picnic without food. Otherwise, it's just two people sitting on the grass staring at each other. Actually, that doesn't sound so bad. I could stare at you for days. But instead of just staring, we could also eat sandwiches. I made them myself with actual ingredients. Food ingredients. And I wasn't sure what you would want to drink, so I brought a bunch of different stuff. I got a cans of soda and juice boxes, grape and apple. And I didn't know if you didn't want to drink that, so I also brought some water. But then I kept hearing that water bottles are really bad for the environment and they kill fish or something, and I don't really like seafood that much, but then I watched that one movie about that one fish that got lost, and they called him a clownfish or something, but I thought clowns were different than that, you know? Like, those killer clowns that were on the news for a while, and those weren't like the fish from the movie. That fish was nice, and so I don't want to kill him, and if water bottles could kill him, then I figure I shouldn't use them, you know? So I put some in this Tupperware, if you're thirsty for water, that is. And milk. Calcium is good for your bones. Are the sandwiches? I told you, silly. I used actual food things for them. Sandwich food things. It's not like the other times. I did research. There are some very handy sandwich making tutorials online, you know? They don't really tell you about the stuff that you shouldn't put in a sandwich, though. But I remembered what you said, and I followed the recipe. Even though it was really boring. I made you a peanut butter and jelly one. And then I made you this turkey cheese one, because I didn't know what you would want more. And maybe you're hungry and you want two sandwiches. And this one is for me. Oh, Nothing special. Just food stuff. Do you like it? Oh, baby. You're so welcome. You are just the most thoughtful, wonderful, amazing man ever. Oh, and when you thank me like that, oh, it makes me so, so happy. So happy. And what? You know, I always wanted to do it outside. But if it's a simulation, then it won't be public nudity, remember? We're already naked and covered in goo anyway, but fine. But I'm glad you like it. I thought that you would. I mean, why would we eat inside in the comfort of our own home? And we can eat outside with the people and the bugs and the hot, hot sun slowly cooking our skin like we're a rotisserie chicken in a new wave oven someone just said and forgot. No, thank you. Okay, I'll be honest. We're not here just to eat sandwiches and drink Tupper water. Well, we are, but we're also not. How do I put it? It's a trap. But no, not that kind of trap. Like, never mind. Bad brain. No, not going there. No, this is a trap for that person. That meddling little sack of pustule-covered dog shit that wants to ruin a perfect, beautiful union. Oh, I can't wait to watch them burn. But I won't stop on them, you know? That's a prank and it'll totally ruin your shoes. And they're not worth it. Not worth the air they breathe. Not worth a goddamn motherfucking thing. So, we know that they're watching us. I mean, it's a logical extrapolation that they're watching us. Wouldn't you watch us? I'd watch us. Which means they know where we are, what we're doing. Watching, like the little creeping rat they are. And waiting for their chance to grab the cheese. Snap! Look who broke their neck. Not us. I don't mean us, I mean them. It's a... Oh, okay, you got it. My soulmate is so smart. And so sexy. I'm so lucky. So... Yes. We had to leave the house to bait the trap, you know. And also sandwiches. Yum. No, I didn't use those. He told me I couldn't, so I didn't. Bear traps are not fit for suburbia. I get it now. Safety first, stalker second. That's why I didn't put the traps inside. See? Safety. What? I didn't rig the whole house up. Come on. That would be way too much work for one person, silly. And I couldn't ask you. I knew you wouldn't approve. Until you see how well they work. I know. And I'm sorry that you feel that way. But I know this is what's right for us. If we can't go to the police, then we have to take matters into our own hands. And my digits don't mind getting dirty. Not just dirty. No. Absolutely fucking filthy. I'm doing it for both of us, baby. Isn't that generous? I'm very generous. Okay, well then what's your plan, huh? Ask them nicely to stop breaking our windows and sending us animal hearts in the mail. Yeah, exactly. You can't rationalize with a person like that. I mean, they're clearly crazy. Oh, the state of mental health care in this country is just awful. I'm telling you. It used to be that people like that could just be institutionalized in perpetuity, you know? Just locked away forever and ever and ever, and it was so much better like that because then you didn't have to see them or hear them, and they're screaming and screaming about the voices inside their head. And I mean, we all have the voices, you just have to be louder than them, hello? And since we can't lock them away in that house, well, the only other option is to, you know, take care of their insanity in a more permanent way. You know. Well, no, I don't want to kill them. But if they happen to break into our house and walk up our stairs, well, then they're gonna get hit in the face with our paint can. No, I know what you said, but it's not like you think. I know what a terrible idea it would be. I mean, a can full of paint hitting someone smack in the face like that? Oh my gosh, no. Oh, paint would get everywhere. It would be such a mess. No, I dumped the paint out, you wonderful, amazing, ridiculous man. And I filled it with cement. And then it dried into nice hard concrete. No splashing. And blood is much easier to clean than paint, let me tell you. Not that I would know. I mean, I assume. Nah, but let's not think about the blood and the chaos and the death of our enemies. Let's think about good things. Like you. And me. And you and me together. Yeah. Hey. After we're done eating, you want to push me on the swings? And then I can push you. On the swings, not to the ground. I would never do that. Although now that I said it out loud, it sounds like I'm planning to do it, but of course I would never, ever, never, ever. Not with my perfect, special, amazing, fantastic, spectacular, very, very understanding soulmate. Yes, so, so, so understanding about all of the traps I had to set up in our house to catch a predator. Ooh, like that show I saw one time, but with death traps and home invaders instead of fake kids and brownies and pedos, and take a seat right there. Probably not legal. Never mind that. You're finished, right? Great. Me too. Come on, let's go play. And after that, well, we can go home and check on our rat problem. Hi. The perfect ending to a perfect day. I love you, baby. Last one to swing is a rotten egg. No way. I'm going to get there first. Get out of here.